Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. And you know what? I love to say that over and over again. New Beginnings is not just for the young. It doesn't make a difference how old you are. It doesn't make a difference what you're going through. You can always have a new beginning. Amen? I love that. I love that. For those of you who are listening by internet, so and also with Zoom. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday, and we thank you for being a part of this hour. For those on internet, we'd like to let you know that we are an interactive ministry. You have an opportunity of being able to call in and ask questions if the Lord places it on your heart, or you may have something that you want to share to be a blessing to someone else. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. For our Zoom, if you'd like to participate on that with a face-to-face, it's always good to see a face with a voice. You can do that as well. Go on to Zoom and type in 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. The passcode for that is Psalm 23. Psalm 23, and that will give you access into Zoom. And also for if you would like to listen to this later on, you can go into the Blog Talk Radio. And once you go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again. We can begin again. That is the password for that into Blog Talk Radio for New Beginnings Ministry. Amen. And you can listen to this message or any of the messages that we have shared over the years. Amen. We would definitely advise for you to do that just to be able to go, and if you need to hear a word and there's no one around, you can go on to the archives and just listen to a message, and I guarantee you the word will bless you. As we continue, I'd like to acknowledge Pastor Miles, who was on last week and did a wonderful job. We always like to acknowledge those that step in and step up for us. We'd like to thank him publicly for being on and doing a wonderful job last week on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. As we move forward, we're going to have prayer. If there are any names that you would like to add on to our list, of course, you know on the first, we have none other than Mother Gloria, founder of Call Into the Ministry, who will be praying and lifting up a word to the Lord. We would like to add Bill Spratlin on to our list, Mother Gloria. Bill Spratlin, who has a stroke, and we know that God is going to restore him, but we would like to add him on to our list. Our mics are open if you have a person or persons that you would like to add onto the list. The mics are open at this time for Mother Gloria.
ESW.
Will I repeat that again?
Could you repeat that name again for Mother Gloria? Someone called it. I think it was Leah W. Was it Leah W.?
Yes, Leah W.
Mm-hmm. Leah W., okay. Your request? Leah?
Your request?
It could be unspoken. Okay. That's fine. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, to God be the glory. Let us go. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our God, we come, God, in the mighty precious name of Jesus. First of all, God, we want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, God, for everyone that came together, God, to listen to the word that will be brought forth today. God, they come, God, with many concerns, many things on their hearts tonight. But I thank you, God, that you are all-knowing. And in spite of what we might be going through, the word said, I will bless the Lord at all times. God, times, God, when we've had strokes, God, and when we had unspoken requests and we have family situations going on, and sometimes we might be a little tired in our body. But I thank you, God, that you will be everything we need when we need it. And we ask, God, I'm asking tonight, God, that you would move in the midst of this broadcast tonight. God, do what no one else can do, God. You know, we searched all and we couldn't find nobody that could do us like Jesus. So, Jesus, move in the midst of this circle of people that have gathered around your circle, God, tonight, God, to be blessed, to be touched. God, go from place to place, heart to heart, God, city to city, state to state, God. And God, move in the midst of every situation. Lift up every heart, every burden that they might be carrying, God. We're praying, God, for Pastor Miles, and we're praying for our co-pastor Clay and First Lady Clay, God. We're praying, God, for this radio blog, God, that you will touch, God, every troubled heart, every broken places in our lives, God, that you already know about, God, because you are all-knowing. And, God, I thank you that you don't change, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still heal. If there's somebody listening tonight that needs a healing, God, let them stand on Isaiah 53 and 5. God, for the word says, hallelujah, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. I don't care what it looks like, feels like, sounds like. He is still in the healing business today. He's still in the blessing business today. He still delivers and sets free in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, tonight that you will claim your healing. I pray tonight, God, that whatever you go through, God, that you know that your God has it, God, because he's a God that cannot fail. He's God that's more than enough. He's God that wants you to know you can depend on God. No matter what you're doing or going through, no matter how it feels, we can depend on him. So I thank you, God, tonight, as I bring my prayer to a close, that you are someone, God. There's no failure in you, God. So I thank you that your people can be encouraged tonight, God. They can be encouraged. They can look to the hills for what's coming for our help, because we realize, oh, our help and strength comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Father. So tonight, God, we just go and I'm going to end. We're going to thank you, because you know I'm a praiser, God. And I thank you, God, that you gave us, you said, let everything have breath. Praise ye the Lord in closing. Yes. So for all of those that listen, if you could just get a praise in the midst of what you're going through, a praise in the midst of whatever the doctor says, a praise in however you feel, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Thank you, God, that you don't change. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. Give me the highest praise. Thank now, this praise, as I get ready as we close, hallelujah, praise him. If you could clap your hands, if you can look up and say, God, I thank you, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen,
you,
amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Gloria, thank you so much for that awesome and powerful prayer. And I do believe in prayer. I do believe that prayer changes things. And when we have situations and whatever situations, as Mother Gloria has just mentioned, when our situations appear dire, you know, we still give praise to God, knowing that it's not going to remain the same. As Lo saying, the storm does not last always. Amen. So thank you so much, Mother Gloria. Amen. As we move forward, we get into our scripture. We are coming, scripture is coming from Matthew 13, 24 through 13. And our title for this evening, which was changed as I was going through my study, and I just thought about another title that changed it. So if it does show on yours, we're talking about the weeds and we're talking about planting weeds. And I changed that when, as I was studying it, I thought about in terms of a title, let anyone with ears hear. Let anyone with ears hear. And the scripture reads to them another parable. These are parables that Jesus has given out, and Matthew is scribing this. He proposed to them another parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man sowing good seed in his field. While men slept, his enemy came and sowed darnel. Now, darnel is, that's the same thing as weeds or anything that's weedy. He sowed darnel amidst the wheat and went away. And when the blade was sprung up, then appeared the darnel or the weed. Also, so the servant of the household came to him, he's talking about his master. He came to his master, and the servant said to him, will thou then go and gather them up? And but he said, the master said, no, let's gather up the darnel, gather up the weeds. Ye root up the wheat and let them suffer. Let them suffer. Both grow together till the harvest and the time of the harvest. And I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the darnel or the weeds, and bind it in bundles, but gather the wheat into my barn. So as I was looking at this, and I just was looking at it in terms of how this parable associated here, Matthew is talking, you know, to his audience, and he's talking to the believers. It's almost like, can you imagine being a farmer? On your farm, you're going to have wheat, and you're going to have weeds. In your yard, you're going to grow. In your garden, you're going to grow fruit or whatever you grow in there, but there's always going to be the weeds. And let's just kind of break this up, and I can give you the interpretation of how God has placed it on my spirit. And he proposed to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man sowing good seeds in his field. And what he's saying is the eschatological sign. He's talking about the end times. The end times. When it's all over. When this, our time, the end times, the thing, he's comparing this to like the kingdom of heaven. He's comparing it to like the kingdom of heaven. And he's saying to them, it's like a man sowing good seeds in his field. And when the parable is shifting, it's saying it's like the believers, as they are going or living the life on earth, what the believers are doing is they are sowing good seeds. I look at that as almost like how one is living their life, is living their life. And when you're living the life, you're doing good deeds. You're helping people. You're loving your neighbors. You are speaking light into those that God sends your way. You are serving out your purpose that God has placed you while you are on or while you, amen? And he's comparing you to the kingdom of heaven. Like a man sowing good seed in his field, the things that we do in our lifetime while we're here until the end of time, we are sowing seeds going through life. And he's saying here, as he goes on into the next part of the parable. He says, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed darnel amongst the wheat, and then he went away. He went away. We're talking about an intruder that may come into your life and may come into my life. Intruders, people that come in and disrupt our lifestyle, disrupt our thinking, disrupt how we emotionally are tied in to the principles of God. And when they come in and disrupt us, after a while, we begin to start to have negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are the weeds that begin to come up. We're sowing good seeds, but then we begin to start to have, or man begins to have, or the believers begin to have, they begin to start to think in a negative manner because of intruders coming in and disrupting their relationship. Disrupting it. And the more, what the enemy does is, and well, I don't even go into too far for that, but it says this here, is this while he slept, meaning that while you and I are asleep, his enemy came in and sowed weeds, and then went away. They then went away. We know who that is. We know who the disruptor is in our lives. We know what comes in and changes our lifestyle, or changes our thinking, or changes our attitude. We know who that is. We know who that is. And here, Matthew is saying that when Jesus was giving the parable to this time, at this time, he was letting them know in terms of those living together, because there were so many in bondage that they could not live together during that time. One believed that they were better than another. He's saying here that when we begin to start to, no, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. Thank you, Jesus. He's saying that it's almost like we're managing a field as we live our lives. We're managing a field as we live our lives. And the master is Jesus. And Jesus is giving us the directions from his word and how we are to live our lives according to the word of God. But we're going to come up against challenges. We're going to come up against situations that's going to create weeds in our lives. And I like the way this parable went. It went on, and he talked about how, he says, and when the blades were sprung up and brought forth fruit. And he's talking about the slaves are working in the vineyard. They're working on the field, and all they did was put down, they placed good seed. But then all of a sudden they noticed that there were weeds that was growing up right along with them. And what they're saying to the master is, it says, and when the blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the weeds also. Both of them came up together. And the only way that I can explain that to you is if you are a gardener. If you are a gardener. Now, I want you to catch this toward the end. You are a gardener, and you have weeds that are coming up. And what it's saying here is, so the servant of the household came to him and said, sir, didst thou sow good seed in thy field? So since we put down good seed, it says, whence then hath it darnel? Where did the weed come from? How How can weeds come up when we put down good seed? When we plant it in our lives, when we've done good things in our lives, if the word says, for the good that we do, evil is always present. And you can even look at evil in our lives as the weeds in our lives. It's always present. And as we go through our lives, we're going to have challenges. And those challenges are the weeds, or the disruptors in our lives that come in, that's going to come up or go through the same time we're going up. It's almost like they're going to come up together. They're almost intertwined. The weeds, what they do is intertwine themselves with the good fruit. And so the servant of the household came to him and said, sir, didn't thou sow good seeds in thy field? Whence then has it darnel? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, will thou then go and gather them up? And he's asking the master, he says, well, since we have these weeds that are intertwining and growing with the good fruit, shouldn't we go in and just pull them up by the roots? Shouldn't we just get rid of the weeds? And I found it interesting how this parable went on, because as I have seen those who are working and with gardens, when you begin to start to see the weeds, you pull them up from the very beginning. But here, in this parable, it's totally different. It's totally different. He said to them, first of all, he explained to them, he said, you didn't do this. This was an enemy that did this while you were asleep, while you wasn't paying attention, while you wasn't on your job watching. An enemy came in and planted these seeds and then went away. Then went away. Someone comes in and says, and messes up your thinking. Messes up your thinking. You get in the argument, messes up your thinking, messes up your whole psyche. Emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, you feel disrupted. And then they go away. But even though that they go away, what they're leaving behind is the remnants, and those are the weeds that remain. We have to remember that when we come in contact with situations in our lives, our mind is like a memory bank. We remember. So when someone does something to you and you forgive them, you're going to still carry it in your mind. You're going to remember it. You're going to remember it. And I like the way, again, I like the way this parable goes. And he said to them, the enemy has come and done this. He's letting them know that this wasn't your own doing, that be aware that there's an enemy out there that wants to disrupt your relationship with Christ. And the servant said to him, wilt thou then go out and gather them up? And so the master said to him immediately, no. No. Remember I was saying earlier that when you go into your garden, you see the weeds, you begin to start to pull them up. My wife will tell you that anytime I am pulling up weeds, I sometimes tend to pull up the plant because it looks like a weed. It looks like a weed. And so she's always asking me to be careful when I am pulling them up. She has a better eye when it comes to, you know, the weeds and the type of plants or whatever's growing there. She has a better eye than I. So it looks like a weed to me. I just pull it up. And here what the master said to them, he said, no. Let's gather up the darnel. In other words, no, don't gather up the weeds. Don't gather up the weeds. Don't gather up the weedy grass. He says, root up the wheat with them. In other words, let them both grow together. I found that interesting in our lives. because oftentimes we go through situations and we think that we have gotten rid of it, but it remains in our mind. It remains. It has affected us. And what I saw the association here is, he said to them, he says, let them grow together. Let them grow together. And then he goes on, it says, to suffer both, grow them, tell the harvest. And what he said, harvest, and at the same time of the harvest, I will send the reapers, gather ye together, first the wheat, and bind them in bundles to burn it. But gather the wheat into my barn. So what he's saying to the slaves at this time, the master is saying to the slaves at this time, no, don't pull them up. Let them grow together. And when it's time for the harvest, that's when you separate them. And I think that what he's saying here is that now it's not just a small weed. Now the weeds have grown so you can see that it's a weed. It's not part of the plant. It's not part of what you're growing. You can see the difference because of how it's grown. Now it has grown to the point where it begins to start to look different than the good seeds that was planted. It begins to start to look different. And what I gathered here as I was going through my studies, I thought about in terms of how we function in our lives. Oftentimes we deal with the situation right at hand. And sometimes we tend to choose or make the wrong choice. And God is saying here, no, no, let me handle that. Let me handle that. You continue to do what I have purposed you to do. Continue. Continue in your field. Continue in the marketplace. Continue whatever you're doing. And there are going to be weeds that are going to grow the same time. You're going to have... Your mind is going to be upset at times. It's not always going to be peaceful. It's not always going to be pleasant. But he's saying that when the time comes, I, the master, will separate the two. Now he's talking about the end times. He's talking about when the end time comes. And God, and Jesus is saying that God is going to separate the wheat from the weeds, because it's going to be so visible that even you and I can see it. You and I can see those who are for God and those who are against God, those who say that you're a friend of God and those who are acting to be a friend of God, those who are going to church just for routine and those who are going to work, I mean to church, to meet Jesus. And he's saying at the end of time, the eschatological signs are going, listen, at that time, I'm going to do that because I am the master of the garden. Let them grow together. Don't try to handle that. Don't try to pull up the weeds at that time because you may end up pulling up. You may mistake the good seed from the weed, and now you're pulling up the good seed, the good harvest at that time. And you're pulling up the wrong thing. And he said, don't do that. Don't try to handle that, my friend. Don't try to handle that. Let me separate it. Let me be the master gardener because I can see the difference. And he's saying that at the end of time, even you and I are going to be able to see the difference. You and I are going to be able to see the difference. Either you're for me or you are against me. Are you doing my will, or you are doing the will of the world? one or the other. You cannot stand over fit and accept to get away with it. Either you're hot or you're cold, but don't try to stand in the middle and play it safe. Don't try to stand in the middle and play it safe. And so that's what he, you know, with that's from my studies, that's what I had gathered here looking at these situations. There is a scholar who also makes comment on this, and he says this. This is what he writes. He said Matthew tells the story of Jesus through Matthew's audience. The audience was reacting to different social stimuli. Their emotional burdens were similar to ours. They lived in a time of tremendous civic and theological change. And he goes on to write, he says, the Roman Empire was an ever-present reminder that they were not in charge of their own lives. Subject as they were to the Roman rule, they were subjects. And in addition, they were early adopters of new ideas. They had accepted that Jesus was their long-promised Messiah, that the Gentiles might be a part of the salvation story, that they may be a part of the salvation story. And if for centuries the Gentiles had been excluded, they were even considered unclean. Unclean, and they were aware of the many. They were aware that many of their former neighbors and friends were not on board with these ideas. They're not on board with these ideas, and what he's saying is that not everybody is going to be on board with what the word says. There are those who are going to challenge the word of God. There are those who are going to challenge you because of who you are and who you represent. There are those who are going to challenge you. Not everybody's going to be on board. Not everybody feels that what the word says is we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Not everybody feels the same as what the word and how we are to react in this world. When we are obedient to the word of God, obedient to the word of God, we have to recognize that it's not going to be a cakewalk. There are going to be challenges in our lives. There are going to be weeds that are coming up the same as we are growing. We're sowing good seeds, but be reminded, okay, for the good that we do, evil is always present. Recognize that. And when those weeds begin to start to see things in our lives that look like weeds, God is saying, don't worry about it. Don't try to handle it right then and there. I'll handle it. Because when it's harvest time, when I come back for the church, I'll separate it. And he says, take those who are for me. Take those who are good seed and put them in my barn, and the rest, I'll burn it. I'll get rid of it. I'm going to get rid of it. Not you. I'm going to get rid of it. That's what it says toward the end. He says, gather ye together first the wheat and bind them in bundles. Bind them in bundles. Put them together. Put all the weeds. Don't have one over here and one over there. Put them together. Bind them in bundles to burn it. But gather the wheat into my barn, of Jesus saying, I've been watching you the whole time. I've been watching you. I saw when the enemy came and tried to disturb you while you were sleeping. I saw you when the enemy came and tried to mess up your mind and get you off of my word. I saw you when you was crying because of what someone said to hurt your heart. I saw you when the enemy came and you found yourself lacking finance, food. I saw you. And he said, I'll handle it for you. Whatever you're going through, you're going to have weeds in your life. You're going to have struggles in your life. I'll handle it. And he's saying that there is going to come a time when he's going to come back. Jesus is going to come back. And he says, I'll handle it. I'll separate challenges you're going through. I'll separate anything that's not of me. I'll separate it. I'll get rid of it. Forever. Forever. Just trust me. As you go through your life, just trust me. Trust me in your storms. Trust me in your diabetes. Trust me going through cancer. Trust me. No matter how the situation may look, let me handle it. Let me handle it. Don't worry about it. Mother Gloria said a prayer. In her prayer, she said, when we go through challenging times or storms, that we are supposed to pray God. Lift up the name of Jesus. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. Sometimes we can thank Jesus for our challenges. Because when we're challenged, all it does is challenge our faith and makes you and I stronger. It makes our faith stronger. We walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see. Faith in Christ, faith in God, and knowing that God is going to work it out. And all we can do is just, you know what, all we can do is just say, thank you, Jesus, even before it happens, because you know it's coming. So in this parable, you know, I kind of took it in another direction, but that's how the Lord laid it on my heart. That's how he laid it on my heart. And see, and that's why I changed the title, Let Anyone with Ears Hear. Because if you're not listening, if you're not obedient to the word of God, if you're not listening to the whispers, if you're not listening when you're going through your challenges, the word began to saturate you from your head to the bottom of your feet. Let it saturate you until you're overflowing with goodness, overflowing with the mercy that God has shown us. Amen. At this moment, I am going to open up the mics. And I am going to ask if there are any comments or anyone that would like to make anything, make a comment on anything that you've heard that may be a blessing to the body of Christ. You know, when I see this, I look at this, I look at it as we are all a testimony. We all have a testimony. We all have a testimony because somebody out there listening by internet, listening by phone, later on, somebody may be going through something similar. Maybe not be the same, but they may be going through something similar. And your testimony is going to bless them. Because they're going to say, hey, there's somebody out there. I'm not alone. That's going through something similar. There's a comment off of the Zoom that you cannot see, and it says, Jesus is the only way a person will enter heaven. In these days of conformity and inclusivity, however, people rail against anything exclusive. Yes, Jesus is exclusive. Amen. Jesus is exclusive. We reverence who he is and what he's done. Are there any comments? Any comments? The mic's open. Not everybody at the same time.
Good evening, Dr. Clay. And this is Deacon Pearl. I wasn't going to say anything.
Deacon
I was
Pearl.
Just... God bless you. I had listened to Mother Gloria's prayer, and I tell you, it was very uplifting. And then I heard your message. You know, the enemy can sometimes try to trick you in it. And after she finished praying, I said, I got so much to do, I'm just going to ease on off the line. But it was almost like a little angel said, no, you stay, because what you're going to hear is what you need. And truly, I just come to say that your message has been very uplifting to me. Today was a day that I went through not only challenges, just trying to do most of what my assignments are, is, you know, between church and, of course, the prayer ministry. And today I was just feeling a little down. Seems like everything I touched, it wasn't working. Seemed like the more I did, the more I had to do. And, you know, I just wanted to sit back and just give up and say, you know what, God, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, is it really worth it? And it's just like he said, just be patient, just wait on me. You know, one thing I kept resonating in my spirit, Dr. Clay, is that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. And I tell you, as I said, at the ripe old 84 years of age, I still have enough gusto that God has given me to conquer anything that he puts in my way and know that I can do it, and I can do it with dignity.
Yes.
And I just like the fact that you said, you know, praise him anyhow. You know, it's not an easy walk for us Christians, and we find ourselves in so many situations, but we just have to persevere. And I just like it when you said we're just going to praise our way through, knowing that if God's got us, he's going to lead us to victory. So God bless you. God bless First Lady Clay. I know you all been on a journey. That's a testimony in itself. Made me say this, and I'm going to be honest and upfront. If you can drive from Atlanta back home and on the phone, sound as good as you sound, and encouraging me that I can do all things, I just want to say, Dr. Clay, God bless you, First Lady, and I thank God for bringing you home safely, and continue to give and stand tall for the good Lord, because you are one of his best soldiers, five-star general. God bless you for the message. I feel good. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something once the service is over. Get back to some of my work. God bless you. Bless you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. She always has, you know, a high praise for the Lord, no matter what. No matter what. Thank you, Dr. Pearl. Does anyone else like to make a comment?
Amen. God bless you, Dr.
God bless you.
John. God bless you. And Dr. Suzanne. God is good. I was just listening, and I was thinking about when I had my yard, and I thought it was flowers. My cousin came over and say, oh, these are weeds. But the weeds had flowers. She said, oh, no, these are weeds. They're just camouflaging themselves to think that they are flower and they're a good plant, but they're not. And she started pulling it up and all around it, and all of a sudden it was like, wow, that was under there? You know, it was the plant. But the weed comes to suffocate. It comes to kill and destroy. It comes to imitate, to make an illusion that it is something good. It has its place, but it wasn't good in my flower bed. So just as we live, you know, the devil comes in and he tries to kill, steal, and destroy. He make a thing look like it's real and what God is saying, but all along it's a lie. It's a lie. It's falseness. It's a pretense. And if we don't read the word and study the word and live the word, we'll be making a we'll be not right. People be looking at us and saying, "Is that of God?" Is you know, and it's not. So we have to be able to distinguish between good and bad. We have to distinguish mm-hmm. what is right and what is wrong and what God is saying in this time and this season, because there's a lot of mm-hmm. things and a lot of voices. There's a lot of things that's going on, but is it really God speaking? You know, so we have to, that it says the daily bread, we have to get in there and get the word. We have to get the word, apply the word to our life, and let it illuminate, you know, in, through, and with us. And yes. I love the soil yes. because, see, a good heart, hallelujah, mm-hmm. receives God's word. A good heart, walk in obedience. A good heart, continue to do what mm-hmm. God has called us to do and don't want to, as my sister would say, one foot in heaven and one foot in hell, because it does yeah. not mix. It does not
That's
mix.
Right.
A double-minded man That's is right. unstable in all his ways and will not receive anything from the Lord. So we have to be able to be a light, to be a witness, you know. So
yes.
in order to do that, we have to pluck up these things that try to hinder us and destroy us and, mm-hmm. you know, the things that our desires sometimes is mm-hmm. not of God.
mm-hmm.
You know, but
Amen.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we will continue to walk in his will. My desire is to walk holy and righteous and be with God
yes.
and God be with me. That's my desire
yes.
because, see, when I receive Christ, my desire changed. I love the Lord. I bless
yes.
God. And
yes.
I thank God
yes.
today that my stomach
yes.
was in an uproar. And I'm going to close out. My stomach was in an uproar. I was worried about, and I won't say worried, but I was praying about a certain thing and praying, and I don't know, it's just that something that gripped my body and tried to cause havoc in my body. But when mm-hmm. I listened to God and I declared and decreed, Lord God, you God, I'm not God. I
Hallelujah.
Cannot
right.
help the people if I don't even walk in obedience with you, because you say cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. So
yeah.
why am I trying to make it work and make it happen? No, God is God.
Yeah.
And if you want things
right.
to happen, it will happen. You know, my
it
stomach
will.
Has been released. I don't feel that upsetness. I don't feel that queasy, that nausea. I don't, and it's been like that for 5 days. But into realization that God told me, you're not God. You're not me. I'm sorry, Lord. You know, so I had to continue because, see, in these here things, camouflage and weeds and stuff like this into the ground, it will make you think that you can do it. But that's God's
mm-hmm.
job. So I'm released
Amen.
Tonight. I'm released today. I feel good in my spirit, my soul, my stomach. I'm not nauseated. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord
hallelujah.
God. I can be able to sit and study his word. I have a sermon that's coming up next week, and I could even get into the word because
mm-hmm. –
But God, who is rich in mercy, God, who is great and mighty and powerful, God, who will make a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
and he brings us back into reality. Hallelujah. We his children.
Yes.
Oh, God, I thank you. So tonight, I thank you for the illustration of the sower, the seed. And I thank God that the seed continue to grow and nurture and be able to help somebody else. But it also helps us. Oh, thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
so I want to
yes,
say
yes,
thank
yes.
you tonight. I'm glad I tuned in to get this breakthrough.
Yes,
so God
hallelujah.
Bless you. Oh, thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. All things work together for the good. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Elder Showers, but thank you. Thank you.
Elder Showers. It's good. I was wondering who that was. Elder Showers, thank you for coming on and joining us. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Is there another? Amen. Don't tell me that you were sitting there and you didn't get a revelation. The word, the Lord did not speak to you. All right. I'm not going to push you up into a corner. I see a couple of numbers I'm expecting to hear from, but I'm not going to call you out. Okay. Hallelujah. I'll just say that, you know, that we are all under the same umbrella. What God does for one, he does for the other. Amen. And I thank you so much for, you know, the testimonies, you know, that have come forth. Because not only are you blessing those who are online presently, but you're blessing those who are going to come later on and listen into the archives. And you know what? Isn't it good that you and I are planting good seeds planting good seeds. We don't know what that person may be going through. We don't even know where they are. Don't even know their name. Don't know what they look like. But we're planting good seeds just by our testimony. Just by our testimony and our love for the Lord. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. I do thank each and every one of you for coming on and being a part of this hour. You know, I always say that you can be anywhere but here, but you chose to take an hour out to be a part of this. And I do thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do not take it lightly. I do not. I always pray that whenever I open my mouth to the body of Christ, that I decrease and God would increase. I don't ever want to get to the point where I feel like I know it all. I don't want to ever get to the point where I feel like I'm sharing a scripture and I know exactly what that scripture says. You know how many times that people have tried to interpret scripture? It's amazing. It's amazing. So all we can do is just interpret how the Lord speaks to our spirit and what thus says the Lord to our spirit and relay it to someone else. And it may be that we are being aligned, we are aligning ourselves with someone else that may be going through something, and we become a blessing. And that's why I said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. Amen. And that's where it comes from. From the Lord and my Redeemer, the one who came and made it all possible that we can come together today, come together on this hour, this particular time. And you know what? God already knew it was going to happen even before it happened. So I do thank you so much. I do. And as we come to a close, I am going to ask Pastor Miles. Pastor Miles, would you go ahead and close out a prayer? Can't hear you, admitted. He is on Zoom.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Good word on tonight.
Praise
God. Gave so many nuggets that I could not stop thinking. But let us pray. Our Father and our God, come to you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, thanking you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for what we have heard. Lord, thanking you for the word that has come forth, Lord, and let it sink deep down inside of us as good ground.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask right now that you take anyone who may show some darnell or so tears inside of us.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you block it right now. Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God who stood in the gap. Let us may understand that we have the right to the tree of life through Christ Jesus. And Lord, as we go forth, this is from this place, but not from your presence. Bless every household that's represented.
Yes.
And we may give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. But in your name, we pray. Thank
you. Remember, we love you.
Love you. Bye.
It's so hard to understand. I face the dawn.